こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 189. Today in this episode, we will learn about kiru, which means to do something completely, to use something up, to run out of something. Now let's go. Verb, stem word plus kiru. This means to do something completely, to use something up, to run out of something.It expresses the idea of carrying out an action or phenomenon to its absolute completion, meaning to do something thoroughly or to follow through to the very end. So for example, 使い切る, 使い切る. This means to use something completely. 食べ切る, 食べ切る. This means to eat something completely. 飲み切る,飲み切る, this means to drink something completely. Now let's make some example sentences. The children walk the mountain path all the way without resting. Mountain path is 山道. In order to say without doing something, we will use ない form, 思わない plus 図に. 休みます, ない form is 休まない.So we will omit nai and put together with zuni. Yasumazuni, yasumazuni. To walk is arukimasu. Verb stem word plus kiru is arukikiru. Kodomo tachi wa yamamichi wo yasumazuni arukikirimasu. Kodomo tachi wa yamamichi wo yasumazuni arukikirimasu.He sings until the end at karaoke without looking at the lyrics. Karaoke is karaoke, karaoke. Lyrics is 歌詞, 歌詞. Without doing something is ない form, 思ってない plus ずに. Or we can also use ない form plus で. Let's use ない form plus で. 見ないで, 見ないで.This means without looking. To sing is 歌う, mas form is 歌います. So stem word plus 切る is 歌い切る, 歌い切る. 彼はカラオケで歌詞を見ないで歌い切ります. 彼はカラオケで歌詞を見ないで歌い切ります. This novel is really long.But I finished reading it in 3 days. Novel is 小説, 小説. Very long is とても長い, とても長い. In 3 days. If you want to say in certain period of time, we will use particle で. 3 days is 3日. So, 3日で, 3日で. To read is 読む.Mas form is 読みます. So stem word plus 切る is 読み切る. この小説はとても長いですが、3日で読み切ります. この小説はとても長いですが、3日で読み切ります. It is tough, but I feel satisfied because I see it through to the end. Tough is 大変です, 大変です. Until the end is 最後まで、最後まで。To do something is する or やる。Let's use やる here. Mas form is やります。So stem word plus 切る is やり切る、やり切る。To be satisfied is 満足する、満足する。I am satisfied or I feel satisfied right now will be 手 form plus いる。
満足している。大変ですが、最後までやりきるので満足しています。大変ですが、最後までやりきるので満足しています。
He holds in his anger without showing it on his face. Anger as a noun is
怒り。
To show it on his face is 顔に出す。顔に出す。Without doing something is ない form 思ってない plus 図に。So it becomes 出さずに。
出さずに。
To hold something, to tolerate something is 我慢する。Must form is 我慢します。Stem word plus 切る is 我慢しきる。
彼は怒りを顔に出さずに我慢しきります。彼は怒りを顔に出さずに我慢しきります。
Verb stem word plus 切る is often used in forms like the potential form verb stem word plus 切れる or the negative potential form which is verb stem word plus 切れない。If you use verb stem word plus 切れない, this means unable to do something until the end or unable to do something completely. Now let's make some example sentences. This novel is long, but I can finish reading it in one day. So in this case, we will use the potential form. In one day is 一日で。To read is 読む。Must form is 読みます。Stem word plus 切れる is 読み切れる。
この小説は長いけど、一日で読み切れます。この小説は長いけど、一日で読み切れます。
This dish is so delicious that I could eat it all by myself. Dish is
料理、料理。
Very delicious is とてもおいしい。By myself is
一人で。
To eat is 食べる。Must form
食べます。
Stem word plus 切れる is 食べきれる。
この料理はとてもおいしくて、一人でも食べきれます。この料理はとてもおいしくて、一人でも食べきれます。
This task is too much to complete alone. Task or work is
仕事、仕事。
Alone is 一人で。To do something is する or やる。Let's use やる。Must form is
やります。
Stem word plus 切れる is やり切れる。In this case, we want to say it is unable to do something until the end. So we will use
切れない。
この仕事は一人ではやり切れません。
この仕事は一人ではやり切れません。
There's too much luggage to carry it all. Luggage is
荷物、荷物。
Many is 多い、多い。In order to say too something, we will use stem word plus 過ぎる。
多すぎる、多すぎる。
This means too much. To carry is 持つ。Must form is
持ちます。
So, stem word plus 切れない is 持ちきれない。
荷物が多すぎて持ちきれません。荷物が多すぎて持ちきれません。
There were too many drinks. I couldn't finish them all. Drink is
飲み物、飲み物。
Too many. This is the same as too much. So
多すぎて、多すぎて。
To drink is 飲む、must form
飲みます。
Stem word plus 切れない is 飲み切れない。
飲み物が多すぎて飲み切れませんでした。飲み物が多すぎて飲み切れませんでした。
So today we learn about stem word plus 切る, which means to do something completely, to use something up, to run out of something. It expresses the idea of carrying out an action or phenomenon to its absolute completion, meaning to do something thoroughly or to follow through to the end.So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammars, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。